The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
8 a.m. Central Time right here on this Monday. Thanks so much for joining us. We're heavy into conversation this morning. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Been talking about politics, been talking about the Hawaii fires. A lot of people are pointing at smart meters. I got to wonder, I think it's a combination of stuff, but, you know, like I said, if they can wreck their lives, you let the government in your life, and this is what happens. We used to be a very free country right after the Revolutionary War ended. And then, of course, then we had the Civil War. We might end up having Civil War number two. There are those who are speculating that's a possibility. A House Republican reviewing the now-defunct House J6 Committee has raised concerns that the Democrat-led panel did not properly preserve all the records. Ooh. So, in other words, they spoliated evidence. Interesting. Yeah, the blue team. Yeah, spoliated evidence. Of course, anything, they smear Trump first, and then they destroy stuff. Yeah, so we can't find it. Well, wait a minute, you brought this up before. Where is it? Oh, well, we can't seem to locate it. Yeah, it's called spoliation, folks. Representative Greg Stubbe of Florida, who I've had the dubious pleasure of meeting, has filed articles of impeachment against Biden, saying the action had been a long time coming. Said the articles were filed for the president's alleged high crimes and misdemeanors. Stubbe, here's the quote. He has undermined the integrity of his office, brought disrepute to the presidency, betrayed his trust as president, and acted in a manner subversive of the rule of law and justice at the expense of America's citizens. The evidence continues to mount by the day. The Biden crime family has personally profited off Joe's government positions through bribery, threats, and fraud. Joe Biden must not be allowed to continue to sit in the White House selling out our country. In a social media post on Friday, Stubbe listed bribery, extortion, obstruction of justice, fraud, financial involvement in drugs and prostitution. Let's not forget hair sniffing there, Greg. It's long past time to impeach Joe Biden. Yeah, there was a recent photo just put out with Biden got his head and his face in some woman's hair. Now, can you imagine them redoing that commercial, gee, your hair smells terrific? It's got a picture of Biden sniffing all these different people's hairs because they use the shampoo. Boy, would that be perverse or what? Phil in Florida. Good morning, sir. Been a while.
Hey, Vin. Good morning, everybody. You mentioned last week was Catherine's birthday. I missed
it
the day.
It was. Yeah, it was. It was well, last week.
Happy birthday, Catherine. Sorry we missed you. But I wanted to talk about, you know, taking in all this bad news and you know, being awake to it all. And it's just everywhere. You know, once your eyes open, you can't help but see everything.
True.
And I know that, you know, you emphasize a spiritual basis as far as part of living, you know, and there's a power greater than ourselves and all, and the depression, and I've struggled with depression for many years and did the pill route and, you know, the pharmaceuticals, and it just numbs you, and I think it does make you depressed, but that's a matter between each individual and their medical doctor. I don't want to jump any more into that. But this is an issue, Dave. You know, people that are awake to all the evil going on around, and yes, we have to stand up and fight it. But how do you, you know, for some, it's tougher to not get, let it get you down, you know, and still function and maintain your own responsibilities during the day and have some kind of, you know, joy in your life while we're here. One thing I did, I've been becoming more aware of recently is sharing this information with others that are friends or family, that my time with them is precious as our ropes are all getting shorter. And, you know, like my dad last night, I call him he's 80, he's going to be 86 on the 4th, and he's been a great dad, and he, you know, his father was in the first wave on Omaha Beach and survived it and came back and, you know, raised a family, was a great granddad, and my dad's the same thing, went in at 17, was, you know, Air Force Special Services, or whatever that's called, the USAFSS, you know, and did a lot of that post-World War II stuff over in Europe, you know, during the 50s, and my brother did two tours as a combat Marine in Iraq. I was in for 2 years just stateside drinking beer, you know. but you know, that the idea, my dad was telling me how my youngest brother, the war veteran, visited with his family, and they went to this museum, the Veterans Museum, where this new house is in Asheville, North Carolina. And, you know, and he's all, you got to see this. And for me, you know, when you know the history of all wars or bankers' wars, even going, you know, World War One, for crying out loud, they were trying to bring the world, the new world order. And then World War Two was a continuation of that. And Pearl Harbor was false flag. And they don't want to hear that, man.
So nope.
It destroys them. It kind of destroys them in a way. And you know, and I used to get mad with 9/11 truth and the anti-war all those years I was an activist. You know, you don't want to know. It's people like you that don't want to know. And I don't mean this against my dad, but I mean, you know, just the public in general, the willful ignorance. But in this case, when it's loved ones or just people that, I sent him the stuff on the Maui fires. He asked me about the Maui fires, and I woke up this morning, and all I could think of was the poor man. Probably, you know, I hope he didn't die of a heart attack, you know, overnight. I looked at that stuff because it would destroy your whole idea of the world, and we're good, and we did a good thing, and we're the good guys, you know.
Bill,
Bill,
you know, he served. That's the thing. When you put in the tenure that a lot of these folks did, you are so indoctrinated into go, 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 fight, 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 win, win, win. I mean, this is what you are trained to do. You took an oath to the Constitution, and by God, by golly, you're an American patriot. You're an American citizen, and you went off and you fought the war to end all wars, and I've heard it all. And I told my own father, who served in World War II behind the lines in England, I said, you know, mines are like parachutes. If they're not open, they don't work. And I got hot coffee thrown in my face. So understand that it is very difficult. I get where you're coming from. I personally experienced the same thing. And it's not, I bet every single person out there that's had a father that served in a war, doesn't matter what, or is dealing with a family member that's got PTSD right now, that if they just understood why they were there and what was going on, it might be different. But sometimes wisdom, which is knowledge applied, tells us, you know what? And my dad used to say this to my mom all the time when she used to give me the royal treatment. Save your breath. You know, it's like sometimes wisdom tells you not to stir, not to poke the bear, if you know what I mean.
Dave, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Dave, thank you. There comes a point where sharing what I shared could be more harmful. It does more harm, is what I'm saying.
And I
woke up this morning wishing I never sent those emails about the Maui fires and the EW, you know. And he asked me if I knew anything about it, and I was weak.
You weren't. Phil, you were not weak. No, you sent him what he asked for, and even know that what you sent him might have had a little bit of different twist to it. You know, the idea was you wanted him to think, and that's okay. You did what you thought was best, and you, it's not like you shared all your political, you know, infighting in yourself with him. I mean, he gets it, but you shared with him what he asked you to share to him, and you probably gave him a new perspective.
And this could be a much longer conversation in the other callers, but I don't, Dave, there's times when being right and wanting to inform certain loved ones or people, it's best to not. And this, knowing my own history and my family history, and you know, this, I would like to have not have fire aim ready on this one, like I so often do. You know, I fired, aimed, and then ready, you know. And anyway, maybe there's other callers. I just wanted to share that. It's a tough one, man. It's a tough call sometimes, you know.
It is. Well, I'll tell you, though, thank you, Phil. What you speak, that you open your mouth. This is the Bible now, okay? I'm going to quote the word because I want to talk spiritual for a minute. But the thing is, Phil, when you open your mouth, the fact that you speak, you move your lips, your vocal cords move, and everything else, that is your business. What you speak and what comes out of your mouth is God's business. And as long as you remember that and keep that number one, you're going to be okay.
Thanks. I needed to hear that, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just spiritually motivated to say it, Phil. God bless you, sir. Appreciate you listening to the show and contributing the way you are. I appreciate that. 844-769-2944. The phones are open. If you want to talk, you can. You know, that's what it's all about. It's freedom of speech, and we still have it in this country. And I understand there are a lot of you out there that want to play the go-along to get-along game. We have stuff in my own family. You know, there are only half of my family understands what's going on. The other half doesn't. I don't think there's a family out there that isn't conflicted in some way, shape, or form. But see, the whole idea, what we know, the ones who are awake that know what's going on, understand that this was all by design, and it all started with COVID. We had to have something to turn one family member against another. And so they devised a set of circumstances to create that divisiveness. See, the people that are woke that don't understand, and people ask me, you know, well, what's the definition of woke? You know, people who are willing to believe what mainstream media tells them, all the pablum they digest, and they're willing to just settle for that. They're not willing to look at what's really going on behind the scenes. They want to live like my late mom used to say, que sera, sera. You know, I said, yes, mom, I know you like Doris Day. I get it. You know, go along to get along. Yeah, well, what good is it going to be? Mom, you're going to go vote? No, I don't need to go vote. I'm too old to vote. Oh, come on, Mom. Don't be like that. Be like what? Yeah, you just don't want to believe, but don't you talk bad about, you know, no, Mom, I'm not trying to talk bad about anything. I'm trying to tell you that what you think may not really be what's really going on here. And I know as much as you want to tell your loved ones about it, it gets crazy. You know, I'll tell you, here's what's really weird. A federal judge in Dallas has ordered 3 in-house lawyers for Southwest Airlines to attend classes with Alliance Defending Freedom, a conservative legal advocacy group, to purge itself of civil contempt for inverting the language in a court-ordered message. U.S. District Judge Brantley Starr of the Northern District of Texas said the lawyers must take religious liberty classes from the conservative Christian nonprofit that has successfully represented a cake baker and a website designer who did not want to provide services for same-sex weddings. So as punishment for the sanction, you're going to listen to what the other side has to say. How about that for being a federal judge? Oh, you gotta love it. Before we get to the phone lines, because I know you're taking me up on my offer for freedom of speech out there this morning, in a 4-3 decision, the Illinois Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on certain semi-automatic rifles and large-capacity magazines. Wow. The 34-page decision expressly did not rule on the law's Second Amendment implications. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Meantime, a 26-year-old rideshare driver with a concealed carry permit shot two alleged robbers in Chicago Saturday just after 1 a.m. The driver had just dropped off a passenger when a man and woman approached, at least one of whom was armed, opened fire, and the driver fired back. He wasn't injured, but the people he shot were. You see, you have respect for the weapon, and you know how to use it. That's the whole idea behind the Second Amendment, right? Defend thyself. Oh, man, it just gets juicier by the moment, right, Jeff? Jeff in North Carolina, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I just I hope you're doing well. I wanted to tell you, man, I wanted to tell you that I'm praying for you guys, and I appreciate you guys the way you speak so much and the way you come out with the truth. And that's the first thing I wanted to say to you, Dave.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. God bless you for your service, yep, too.
Yeah, same to you, brother. I just wanted to tell you, I was listening to that other caller, and right now, I don't think people realize, it's just like you and the other guy said, that not many people have their eyes open and their ears open to what's really going on right now, and they really don't, and that's definitely a prophecy out of the Word of God, where it says most don't have ears to hear and eyes to see. And that's what's going on, and people don't realize their priorities are screwed up on what they should be concentrating right now on their spiritual lives more than ever. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Sure do. As a matter of fact, I went to a block party over the weekend, and believe it or not, they brought out all the food. It was like one big potluck, and you know, the blessing that I got out of that whole thing is they all stood up and said a prayer before they began eating, which told me a lot about the neighborhood.
Oh, amen. Amen. That's a good word.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good word. That see, stuff like that, that's a blessing there. But you know, here's the thing. Right now, the things out here are so serious with the crime, the stuff you're just talking about with that guy getting shot up there in Chicago, and everything. It's like every day you hear this stuff, and things are so serious right now, and you know, I stress to people, you know, I was just like the guy made me think, the guy that was just on your show. I was homeless for a year, and I also had some other things happen to me. I had somebody close to me falsely had me incarcerated and commit perjury on me. And I was incarcerated for 50 days down in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm telling you what, people, you cannot trust people. People will twist things. People will lie. People do just about anything to get their way. But I'm talking about people that don't have it inside their heart, that don't have the truth. And people really need to have their guards up and really need to concentrate and focus on what God wants them to do and who God wants them to be around, who God wants their friends to be, who they're supposed to be talking to right now. Be wise about all their affairs and what they do every day. And that's what really needs to be done right now. That these people that don't have God in their lives, they're capable of anything. I heard a guy say people will double down. People that lie to get their way, if they don't like you, if they don't like the situation, they'll lie. They'll double down and lie more and more. But they won't stop with their tyranny. And just like the Word of God says, evil is called good and good is called evil. This stuff is all right in our faces right now. Yeah, I mean, you know that. I've heard you talk about God and spiritual matters. You know that, right, Dave?
Sure do. And it is. And this is why we have to be smarter than they are. We have to walk in love but yet use wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge applied. We have the knowledge and we know, just like you said, Jeff, we have the knowledge and we know what we have to do. There is a time and a place to be a good witness and another time to leave the situation, because word of knowledge and word of wisdom kicks in. That's part of the nine manifestations of the Spirit. And that's God telling you, you don't need to be here. Get away from that situation. God does not want you to, you know, stand up and fight. I mean, it's not your time. God will, you will know, the Spirit will move you when it is your time to fight. But if God tells you this is not your fight, get out of there, you will know it. God will tell you, and if you're not listening, you get what you get.
That's exactly right. And you just said it right there, the word wise. But, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that I love. It says, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
That's right.
But let me say this real quick, Dave, and I'll get off here. You know, it's coming down to this right here. If you really know the truth and you speak it, and I've experienced this in my life, people don't want to hear you, and they don't want to be around you because they don't want to hear the truth. And that's what's going on. It's like my phone. I don't have a whole lot of friends, but the ones that I have are close, and they keep in contact, and they're real friends. And my phone doesn't ring that much, and that's fine with me because it's just like you want the truth. You want the truth in your life. You always want the truth, and most people do not want to hear the truth. And when they're like that, they don't want to be around you. They don't want anything to do with you. And it has nothing to do with family. I have a relative right now in another state who I even tried to see here recently, and they don't even want to see me. And I haven't seen them in years. And they do not want to see me because they don't like me. They don't like the way I talk. They don't like what I stand for. And it really is very, very sad. So I'll say this in closing. Right now, everybody, I truly believe this, that I believe we're in the very end of this, the days of Noah are right in your face. Spend as much time as you can with your family and loved ones right now, and that's what you're really supposed to be doing at this time, as much as you can do that. So I'm going to end on that one, Dave, and God bless you. Thank you for speaking the truth, and thank you for letting me on your show.
Well, I appreciate you, Jeff. Thanks so much. Because, you know, when you speak the truth, you know, sometimes you remember what Christ even said, ye stiff-necked in heart and ears. You're not going to listen to me. You're not going to listen to the word of God. You're going to get what you get. It's the way it is. Brady in Vegas, go.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. It's Yahweh or the highway, which I tell people.
Thank you for that. I needed to hear that this morning. Go ahead.
You know, and I just going back, and I was thinking about maybe we should do on Monday morning, what do we find out that's in the jab today? We should update our list because the more and more stuff that keeps coming out, and this one with dealing with the Texas red tick and all the red meat allergies that are out there now, we got 500,000 people in this country alone that have a meat allergy to red meat. And they're kind of having a wondering why that's inside them, but they're either getting it from being shed upon or from the jab itself, but not from the Texas tick. So then we got this now, and it's causing alpha-gal syndrome. You might want to look it up. It's where your body eats the meat inside itself, and you're wondering why it's breaking down our body even more into VAIDS, which is vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, which we spoke about a year ago probably now by now.
Oh, yeah.
But everything from mad cow disease now, we got green monkeys in the AIDS with the SV40, the simian virus, which is the cancer causer. You got the moose with the mad colic and seeing the AIDS with the monkey. You got the snake proteins in there. What other? You got the Kona toxins from the snail. What else we got in there, Dave?
Well, just imagine this. Any kind of things that the governments of the world can create to disseminate into the population. We got mosquitoes that are modified to give us diseases. There's nothing is sacred in this country anymore when it comes to, you know, as people's. If you just, and this is one of the reasons why we have the Power Mall, if you just shop and you keep yourself healthy, I mean, this is half of it. We've got some stuff in our health category that I'll be probably doing another after hour on today that I really need to stress to people, because if you don't start getting on the supplements, especially those of you who are taking PPIs and you know what those are, if you have GERD, you know, they're saying that now this stuff could cause dementia, and that's a problem. So, Brady, we appreciate your call this morning. It's always nice to get the update. Here's the big thing now that everybody's worried about. You go to the grocery store, the gas pump, and you hear mainstream media, Communist News Network, MSDNC, you hear all those mainstream news channels sitting there talking about, you know, real earnings, wages, adjust for inflation, stuck at late 2019 levels, always trying to pin it on Trump. But here's the thing. Families living in the U.S. right now are spending $709 per month more than they were 2 years ago. Bidenomics. And this is why Malik Obama, the former president's brother, says he's voting for Trump in 2024. They don't like this. They don't like this tax and spend. I mean, just imagine this. All of the money being sent to Ukraine right now, $33 billion. Now, think about it. What's it costing the average American taxpayer? The average American household is being saddled with $900 worth of additional debt because that moron in the White House with the mental acuity of office furniture, the useful tool, is sending $33 billion to Ukraine. And that is what we're being saddled with. Now, if that doesn't give you a reason to call up and, you know, unload a load of crap on your congressperson, I don't know what is. Seniors, as a matter of fact, are being told that the, you know what COLA is? Now, I'm not talking about that stuff you drink. I'm talking about the cost of living adjustment increase for Social Security. This is what even makes it worse. The 2024 COLA index, right? This is the increase in the amount of Social Security that you're going to get. Adjusted for inflation, it's going to be a fraction of what it was last year in 2023. So those of you next year worried about this year and what you've got, it's going to be a very big disappointment to seniors because it's not keeping up with inflation. You might see about $54 an increase in your check. Now, if you're spending $709 a month and you're only getting a $54 a month increase, what does that tell you? Yeah, see, you already did the math in your head. You already know where I'm going with this. And following the latest inflation data, U.S. financial markets are asking two questions. First, is this the beginning of an inflation revival? Second, how will the recent numbers impact the Federal Reserve's monetary policy decision-making? We already know what they're going to do. Besides producer prices making a notable jump, and the core producer price index was stuck at a higher than expected 2.4%. I mean, let's all just sing together like a big rally. You know, have them set up the little tent out there and let's all have an inflation revival. But these people think we're really stupid, that we can't adjust. Well, we are and we will. We'll talk about U.S. foreclosure activity when we come back from the break. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you on this Monday. Lots and lots of news to cover. We were talking before the break. I was putting a little teaser out there for U.S. foreclosure activity. Actually, it dropped in July of this year. Lender repos, however, continue to climb. That's what we call REOs in the real estate business. That's real estate owned. The Adam Data released their July 2023 U.S. foreclosure market report. There were a total of 31,877 U.S. properties with foreclosure filings, which consist of default notices, scheduled auctions, or bank repos. But it was down 9% from a month ago, but up 5% from a year ago. The slight decline in foreclosure filings we're seeing is yet another sign of a rebounding housing market, according to Rob Barber, the CEO at Adam Data. With home prices back up, several factors have combined to put more financial resources in the hands of homeowners, providing more options to avoid foreclosure. However, given with the U.S. housing market remains in flux, the various forces at play could keep the market improving or turn it back downward over the coming months. Well, you can thank your Federal Reserve for raising interest rates to keep that from happening, that turnaround we're talking about here. The more they jack with us, this fiat system is not doing us any good, folks. That's why I'm hoping that you are investing in yourself. I realize that this is a very tough decision. We've been encouraging people to go out and actually start a business. Start an LLC because it's a good way to offset and reduce your taxes. There's nothing wrong with avoiding taxes. There is about evading taxes. But the thing is that if people knew that having a Social Security number volunteered you into a system that has turned into Mr. Nefarious, they wouldn't have done it. But see, this is what they were brainwashed with, the raw deal. This Democratic situation has gotten us nowhere, and you have a way, a means to stop this from happening. It's called your vote. And I always take interest. I always take interest in these articles that come out touting the cheapest states to live in 2023. Well, when it comes to housing, living expenses, taxes, and insurance and grocery costs, guess what? The most affordable place to live in America, according to Schoolaroo, the college scholarship search platform, analyzing all 50 states using 31 metrics, which included cable, internet, utility, medical, transportation, even haircut and manicure costs. South Dakota was the winner. And Indiana came in second, followed by Arkansas, Mississippi, and Nebraska. Well, for those of you wanting to, oh, goody, did you hear what Krieger just said? Let's move to South Dakota. Make sure you got a working snowblower. Yeah, you will take the good with the bad. Do you know that South Dakota got 7,000 new residents last year? Where do you think they moved from? Yeah, from all the blue states that, you got that right. You said it, right? Right out of the barrel before I even brought it up. I know you said it. You said it right. You were thinking it. I know you were. And here's a real bummer. The IRS was audited, right? It's amazing. They audited us. Well, they got audited. And the latest audit shows that they refused to pay stimulus checks, wrongly claiming some taxpayers were dead. That's right. The Treasury's Inspector General flagged 77,868 accounts that were erroneously deadlocked as of January 1st of last year. The IRS found, according to the report, 20,222 had not yet been unlocked. So that means that all these people were denied stimulus payments. And this is why we trust our government to do the right thing, right? Oh, you got to love that. Joe in Arkansas, the third state to retire in, right? Hello, Joe.
Yeah, a lot of people are moving here.
They are.
Yeah. I'm living in a very fast-growing area in northwest Arkansas, and a lot of people are moving here. What I wanted to say is that I think they've been spreading these meat allergies for quite some time already now. And the reason I say that is I like to paint pictures of old cars. And there was a local businessman who was very successful that really liked my old car paintings. And for about 4 years, he bought every old car painting I did. And last summer, his wife called me to tell me that he had died. And she told me that he died because he was 70 years old when he died. And she told me that he died because he was depressed because he was allergic to beef. And I have no idea whether he took the COVID shot or not. But I never heard of a beef allergy before. And apparently he was very depressed because he had a beef allergy. And so, you know, that makes me suspect that they've already been, you know, that this putting something that makes us allergic to meat isn't something, you know, absolutely new just in the last couple of months, but they've been doing it for quite some time already.
Hmm. They want you to eat some bugs. We must eat some bugs. Yeah, this is crazy, Joe. You're right on. I think you hit the nail on the head. I would shudder to think that now you have to, let's see, this is the thing. My wife and I were just talking about this. Find a butcher out there and don't go to the grocery store to buy your meat. Go to a butcher. Go to a local butcher and get into one that's got his mind on straight. Got his mind on straight and knows what's going on. And he's only, I mean, he knows where the good cows are. And he knows what hasn't been contaminated because they talk. These butchers talk. Find yourself a local butcher and get acquainted. If you can, try to raise a cow or two for your own. Get together with the neighbors and lease a tract of land and run some cows on there so you know they're eating grass-fed beef and they're not being contaminated. I know, and you're all going to be up there going, yeah, but what about the chemtrails? The thing is that, you know, we want to take the good with the bad. We know that we're only here on this earth a short while, and our time will be you know, God knows the hours of our lives, like the number of hairs on our heads. He knows this already. So we just do the best we can with what we have right now, and hopefully we use our common sense and make things work in our favor. Tom in Ohio, you're on. Go.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I don't know if you've covered what they did in Illinois about making it legal to hire foreign nationals for the police force.
Yes, I did cover that.
Well, that's going to cause a few problems, I would imagine.
It is. Well, you know, because, I mean, they don't have the same propensity that us constitutionally law-abiding citizens do they?
Well, not quite. And wonder how many of them won't even be able to speak the language.
Wow. Do you know why I pulled you over? Yes, comrade. Yeah, I get that. I will shoot you.
Well.
I pulled you over. You were speeding, so I must shoot you. Yeah, I can imagine that's going to happen. I mean, you know, we've had police brutality already. Just wait till these foreign interests get behind the gun and the badge and see what happens. Wow, what a scary thought.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. Support the men in blue. Oh, and the women, don't forget. And the trans and whoever has the uniform on.
All right, yes, really. But officer. Yeah, officer, I love your makeup. How's that? Oh, thank you. I love it. See how that's going to work. All right. I don't know if they'll be offended or what. I don't know whether they'll give you a kiss or what. It's just like, oh, come on, please. Just give me the ticket. Let me go.
There's no doubt.
I appreciate it, Tom.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Oh, man, appreciate it. That's what we can make. See, this is one of the reasons. If we don't take time and take the opportunity to make fun of stuff, you know, life just it doesn't have to be all negative. That's one of the reasons why we do what we do in the show. I mean, we talk about serious things, but hey, if you can't stop to make fun of things and the way they are, it's like, look, come on, there's a bright side to everything, right? Mike in Alaska, it's been a while.
Yeah, hello, Dave and Todd. Thank you for putting me on there. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you, see how you're doing. You know, you're right. You got to have free time. You got to let the pressure off. But when I used to work down in Beverly Hills, I was painting tennis courts, and I was out front putting some color on the pavement there, and some old guy came by, really cool old time, and I was whistling while I was working, right? And he stopped, and he goes, "Man, you're really happy, aren't you?" And I go, "Oh, well, yeah, yeah." He says, "I could tell you're whistling." He says, "Do you ever have people that hold that against you because you're too happy?" And I stopped and I thought about it. I go, "Yeah, you know what? You're actually right. I do." He says, "Son, you're too happy. Don't be so happy. Don't show too many people that." He said, "It'll get you in trouble." But anyway, Dave, my main point I want to talk about, there are a lot of sourpusses out there, is they're taking everything we have. We've been under attack. We have to realize the corporations own us. They own everything. They're gobbling up everything in sight. Everything that's necessary to the human to survive, they are taking. They've been taking it. Senator Cranston, Boxer, and Feinstein shut down all mining. So now we have to go to China. Google Mountain Pass, the most cleanest operation for lithium in the world. We invented it. We invented the process. We shipped it around the world to help people. Just like oil refineries, we built every refinery in the world. I take that back. 97% of every oil refinery in the world was built by local 798 Tulsa, Oklahoma welders around the world. And we basically gave that technology away. They took it from us, just like the nuclear bomb. We owned the world in 48 until Truman gave it away through the Lend-Lease Act. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I go, we are under attack. The middle class is done. They've taken our dollar. Our dollar's worthless. I can't believe it still has value right now. It should be about a penny.
You know why? Mike, the will of the people still reigns supreme, and that's why the dollar is still out there, and that's why people are still giving cash at the cash register in the grocery store and demanding cash in return when they go and they hit the ATMs over and over again and they start accumulating. I mean, this is why they're doing it. because they still have faith in it. As long as they do, it's not going to hell in a handbasket yet.
No, not yet. And people are, I think people are waking up, are being more awake now. The key to this whole thing, believe it or not, goes back to Alex Jones exposing Bohemian Grove. It seems from that point on, the one world government has gone downhill, and the fight, it reminds me of the, like when I went on the Steve Sanchez show, it reminds me of the movie Alien, when the mother beast laid her brood, her evil brood, to be born later to destroy the world. That's exactly what the Clintons, Obamas, and Bidens are doing. But the thing is, they're not the real problem. The Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the billionaires.
No, I get it.
That run
I get it. I get
you,
it.
You know that, but
I do. Mayor Amschel. Come on, Mayor Amschel, you know what he said. You give me control of a nation's currency, I don't care who makes the laws.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? There's currency in the ground right now, like Brady says, and I say, well, what I do, go out there, stake a claim. You can still stake a mining claim, and that means that you are the only ones allowed to be on that land. The government cannot kick you off, but you have to have a discovery. You have to have a discovery first, then put your posts up. A couple $100, you got 20 acres.
That's amazing. All right, so... Now, if I come up to Alaska to do that, you're going to show me exactly how to search for it and how to post it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll come down. I'm going down to Nevada and Arizona on some gold mines with Brady and Mike Pop. And these guys are hardcore miners, especially Mike. They're not as hardcore as me, though. I have to say that. No. But anyway, absolutely. I'll teach you how to stake a claim. I've staked thousands of mining claims in my life. I've sold claims. See, a mining claim is real estate. It is a legal, you put down a legal definition for your property, township range, you know, what quad you're in, what section you're in, or if you're in a quarter section. And it's easy. I can show anybody how to stake a claim in 15 minutes.
Well, hey, yeah, well, you'll have to send me your contact information through support@thepowerhour.com. And I might just come out to Nevada and take you up on it. Yeah, just never know. It'd be worth the weekend trip to learn. Learn from the master,
you got
right?
It, boss.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call, Mike. All right. Here's some interesting news in the surveillance state category. If this doesn't creep you out. Now, imagine you go out, because this is the big thing now, all these EVs, these electric vehicles. Now, here, Tesla, for example, they're all internet connected, right? And any time that you buy a vehicle that goes in and says, because you got your cell phone, oh, the matter of convenience. So you got your cell phone and you go in the vehicle and it says, do you want to connect and download all your contacts and information into the computer's vehicle? Their vehicle's computer. Switch that around. So you got internet connection and here's all the data that's been synced from your phone into the car app. Well, on Friday, CNBC executive director Jay Yarrow tweeted that a Tesla that he totaled last year was now in southern Ukraine, and the new owner was listening to Drake on Yarrow's Spotify account. Now, you owned the car before, and you totaled it, and Tesla took it and redid it and resold it to somebody in Ukraine, and they're listening to all your apps that you downloaded. Wow. So this online auction site Copart, which partners with Salvage Yard, scooped up the Tesla after it was totaled, listed it for sale. Somebody in Ukraine won the bid. The car was shipped from New Jersey to Europe. New owner was able to access Yarrow's personal Spotify accounts. Yarrow, of course, seeing he was being creeped out by this, because all of a sudden, here's his information coming out on his Spotify account. Somebody's accessing it and playing on your subscription. He contacted Tesla to see how he could log out of his former car. The company instructed him to disconnect the vehicle from his account, but several steps, like entering new owner info, were impossible. Simply disconnecting an account from the car does not prevent your data from being extracted. According to experts in what they told CNBC, Tesla should have had a wipe all my info from this car feature a long time ago. The big picture is, in the age of interconnected vehicles, interconnected, internet connected as well, consumers might want to be more cautious about syncing their data from their phones onto their car apps. You never know who's going to get in the driver's seat after you leave it. And now they've got all your data and your contacts. And how are you going to get rid of all that? Maybe you need to think about how we're going to wipe all that data out. What are you going to do? Pull the radio, pull the computer? What are you going to do? You better put that, if you trade your car in or you're leasing a vehicle and you turn it in and you've done this little access, yeah, maybe it's a good time to tell them, I'm going to stand here and I want to watch you wipe out all that data I synced into this car app. I'm going to stand right here until you do it. Better make sure. Linda Yaccarino, you know that lady, the CEO of X Now, the company formerly known as Twitter, has revealed new details of the social media platform's recently unveiled content enforcement philosophy dubbed Freedom of Speech, Not Reach. Wow. Got to wonder about that, huh? By all objective metrics, X is much healthier and a safer platform than it was a year ago. Gee, I wonder why. Is it because they're sanitizing things? Wow, sad but true. In the energy and environment category, Dane Wigington has another episode out, number 418, on geoengineeringwatch.org, talking about the latest installment of Global Alert News, Maui flash drought and anomalous 85-mile-an-hour winds, perfectly timed to create an unprecedented inferno. Really? Think about that. Interesting. I mean, we're talking now, he's got a different take on it. So you might want to read that. Maisie Hirono, Crazy Maisie, is another person that needs to get out. Crazy Maisie, we need to acknowledge climate change is upon us. See, now they're using the Maui fires and is an excuse. In the meantime, two Princeton MIT scientists say EPA's climate regulations are based on a hoax. The whole thing. Their whole climate agenda is disastrous for America. They're basically chiding the EPA. Not a good thing. Then they've got data to prove it. We put that up on the email blast for those of you to read. As the Golden State accelerates its transition to full green energy at a full throttle, some, including a former official of the California Fish and Wildlife Department, are expressing apprehension about potential consequences. Well, we already know what it's going to cost people. Now, what it's going to cost the environment. Predatory birds like eagles, hawks, and falcons, many may be killed by wind turbines. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is announcing $1.2 billion for carbon capture projects. Like, that's going to help. This whole thing is nonsense, folks. Watch where that $1.2 billion goes. Keep your eye on it and track it, because it may not go to what they say it's going to go to. It might go into somebody's pocket. We have an article, by the way, on the top 10 domestic duck breeds in the U.S. You're looking to expand your homestead? Perfect for any type of farm, whether you only have a small piece of land or a large one. Due to their hardy temperament and skilled foraging, ducks are very independent and easy to keep. And they grow much faster than chickens. And the eggs are rich. And if you use one duck egg in your quiche, oh, it's going to be creamy. I can tell you that by experience. Jim in Missouri, you're on. Go ahead.
Dave, I missed what Joe in Arkansas said, because I got back to the radio just as he was going off. But concerning the mRNA and the meats, I called State Representative Holly Jones' office here in Missouri one day last week, and I asked them about it. And they said that so far it's still against the law to put that stuff in the meat here in this country. But she warned that in the grocery stores, some of the meats come from overseas. So what I started doing, I started calling some of these meat companies like Oscar Mayer Hot Dogs and stuff like that to find out where they get their beef from. And some of them get it only here in the States. Oscar Mayer's one of them. And others get it from, like, Mexico or Canada, places like that. So I don't know whether to trust that or not. I want to take any chance on it. But anyway, that's what I've been doing. I've just been calling the meat companies, you know, where they have beef and stuff. I won't eat pork anyway. And
yeah, well,
where
you know,
get
Smithfield.
From.
Yeah, Smithfield got bought up by China, so you don't want to. I boycotted Smithfield in my
own
backyard.
Yeah, I heard all
backyard.
About that on your show. You did a whole half of a show on that one day.
Yeah, just not going to let him get away with it. No, so, folks, see, Jim, you hit the nail on the head here. The only way that we're going to stop this nonsense is to boycott all these companies out there that are trying to poison us. You have to. It's like, you know, they're trying to poison our kids, so we boycotted Bud Light. Boy, did we have a impact on that. You see, the dollar, it's all about the dollar, how it's made and how it's spent. Oh, looks like we're going to be doing a real serious after hour today, because got lots in the health category to talk about, and we're clean out of time for today's show. But, you know, we want you to know that even though you're awake and you understand what's going on, you know, you still have the option to fight. Use wisdom carefully. God bless you. God bless the United States of America and what you can do to fight to keep it that way. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.